This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3056, Finding the Feeling of Contentment with a Simple Life, part 2 by Jesselyn Jones with hellobrownlow.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook, but from many different authors. And today's a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Finding the Feeling of Contentment with a Simple Life, part 2, by Jesselyn Jones with hellobrownlow.com. Number 4, look for meaningful experiences instead of fancy things. We all want to treat ourselves sometimes. When I realized that I wasn't going to buy a house like my friends, I wanted a consolation prize. I wanted something to make me feel good about my decisions. I mean, I knew we were working towards big picture goals, but who cares about that when you're feeling discontented? So if you're living a simple life, what is your treat? How can you mend a discontented heart? How can you regain a feeling of contentment? Well, instead of buying something, think about an experience you've always wanted to have. I'd always wanted to go to the Dominican Republic. So we did. It was the most amazing experience, and it became a cherished memory. I made a good friend there, and I hope to get back soon. Think about it. When you buy new things, they soon become old things. But when you have an experience, you remember it for the rest of your life. It doesn't have to be a big trip. You can treat yourself with a day at the lake, a coffee with a friend, a cooking class, a ziplining adventure, or a concert. No matter what you pick, you're going to value that experience more than anything you could ever buy. And if it's like my trip to the Dominican Republic, it might just change the way you look at the simple life. Number 5, don't look for discontentment. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. We live in a consumer society. That means that unless you're buying all the things, you're a failure. That's what they want you to think. But here's an interesting fact. Quote, while basic living standards are essential for happiness, after the baseline has been met, happiness varies more with the quality of human relationships than income. World Happiness Report. That's right. No amount of stuff is going to change your level of happiness. Once you have what you need, your happiness will not be changed by getting the new iPhone or a nice car. You're not a consumer. You're a social animal, and your joy depends on good relationships, not things. If you want to avoid a feeling of discontentment, then you need to resist the consumer culture that surrounds us. How? By avoiding things that make you feel like you need all the things. Unsubscribe from your favorite store's email list. Don't go to the mall just to window shop. Go to the bathroom during the commercial break. Number 6, be creative and take care of yourself. You know how sometimes you think you're hungry, but you just actually need water? Sometimes you feel empty, but you don't need things. You need to be creative or rest or take care of your spirituality. For me, creativity has been a vital part of cultivating a feeling of contentment with the simple life. When I feel bored or my life satisfaction is down, being creative lets me bring new ideas and feelings into my life. When you live a simple life, it gives you more time to learn creative hobbies that will bring you hours of enriching entertainment. Another thing that may be making you feel discontented is a lack of rest, self-care, or spirituality in your life. Before you go looking to buy things to fill a hole, take a minute to consider if you need to take care of yourself in one of those ways instead. Number 7, cultivate contentment by having an attitude of gratitude. Your life is simple. You don't have a ton of stuff. Maybe your house isn't fancy and your car isn't the best. But instead of looking at what you don't have, stop and notice all the abundance in your life. You have a home, clothing, food, and some kind of device to hear this on. Your family and friends love you, and you have a future full of possibilities. When you stop and really think about it, you have everything that really matters. Developing an attitude of gratitude takes practice. It's scientifically proven that we notice the negative more than the positive. Maybe you need to write down something you're thankful for each day, or maybe just write down 3 things that were good each week. The more you look for the good in life, the more you'll see it, and that'll help you cultivate a feeling of contentment. And number 8, learn to recognize a feeling of contentment. So now that we've discussed ways you can cultivate a feeling of contentment in your life, you should start to notice contentment growing in your heart. But how will you know when you truly feel content? My grandfather was a first-generation Italian-American, so to me, contentment feels like a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs with a glass of wine. You know what I mean? Contentment is that safe, satisfied, and comforted feeling you have when you know that you are where you want to be. But even though I love spaghetti and meatballs that much, I can only eat so much of it before I feel gross and regretful. I have to stop eating when I reach the sweet spot. In that same way, you can only consume or buy so much without feeling weighed down and miserable. That's why it's so important to know when you're full. When I worked hard to feel content with my small studio apartment, it became my dream home. When you have a feeling of contentment, you can stop accumulating and you can start to truly enjoy the simple life. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Finding the Feeling of Contentment with a Simple Life by Jesslyn Jones with HelloBrownlow.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you again to Jesslyn, a guest writer on Hello Brownlow. You can find Jesslyn online at DoableSimplicity.com. So some of these, if not most, might seem like an easier said than done situation. So I thought we could brainstorm some ways to actually implement this. She already brought up an idea in number 7, which was cultivate contentment by having an attitude of gratitude. Something simple for that is gratitude journaling. It's been proven to be helpful and can easily shift your mindset. Something good to do at the start of your day, or at the end, or both. It only takes a minute. Another is mindfulness and meditation, also well studied and known to help you stay present, appreciating the current moment. Limiting social media might be another. I don't know about you, but seeing so many people only showcase their best, it can put us in that comparison frame of mind. And instead, try celebrating your own achievements, no matter how big or small. And one last one that we don't talk about as much as we probably should is volunteering. I think that's a great way to put things into perspective. So just some ideas if you're not sure where to start this weekend. And with that, have a great weekend, hopefully full of contentment. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.